All right, now, about this time, we started to wonder and worry about how these carbonates were formed. We had the we knew something about them. We knew that they were the site of some organic chemicals. We knew their composition and that they were zoned. So how did they form? So we started looking in a number of natural systems on the Earth, and they're both high-temperature ways to form carbonates and low-temperature ways. And for various theoretical reasons, we didn't like the high-temperature processes. We said it had to be low-temperature. And in low-temperature processes, there are ways to get these carbonates. There are really two ways. One way is strictly inorganic precipitation. But the other way, the way that we tended to gravitate to, was precipitation with the help of bacteria. And that's what we see here is a tiny carbonate dumbbell that was formed in a beaker in the laboratory, into which some water from the Gulf of Mexico was placed. And that water was from an area rich in microorganisms. Right next to it, there was an equivalent beaker, but the water had been sterilized. Well, the water that had not been sterilized grew lots of these calcium. This is calcium and magnesium carbonate. Grew lots of these things. The other water grew nothing. What is happening here is that the bacteria have catalyzed the precipitation of the calcium carbonate. Now, in other places in this experiment, like the surface of the water, the beaker, these things are somewhat restricted, and so instead of forming dumbbells, they form these pancake-like forms. Well, the people that did this experiment, shown here, also etched them with a little bit of acid. And when they're etched, they're found to be intricately zoned. And this zoning is a chemical zoning, and it is similar to the zoning that we see in the Mars carbonates. So this... the combination of this known model from nature and from the laboratory with our data about the Mars carbonates allows us to propose that the Mars carbonates may also have been precipitated with the aid of bacteria. So that's part of our argument, that there are systems which produce very similar things and which require bacteria. Doesn't prove that the Mars ones had to have bacteria, but allows us to propose that as a reasonable hypothesis.